protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save big money at
Menards. Good evening. The show begins tonight in Las Vegas, where Elon Musk's Boring Company is digging a tunnel from the airport to the Strip. So the arrivals won't be prey to the confiscatory taxi commission, I'm told, and have to wait for a share ride. Too hot to walk 2.6 miles. The Boring Company will have an easy ride in a modern Tesla underground to the Strip. Good idea. Like a Musk subway. Okay. But otherwise, Las Vegas was ignoring for a long time that it nickel and dimed to the point that people stopped coming in great numbers. It's got a problem, get him back. Jeff covers it very carefully. We do talk about the Sphere, that's upbeat. The Sphere right now is doing the Wizard of Oz. Jeff says it's all magical. The crowds love it, of course. And they're now negotiating to do Star Wars. The Baby Sphere, quarter its size, Jeff tells me, is in Burbank, where they practice their setups and their acts and their presentations. Wonderful idea. Especially for children. From Las Vegas, we speak of Hollywood, which is a grim topic. There's a video Jeff provided of a walk down the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a sidewalk that leads to that, covered with sleeping bodies. It was nighttime. Sometimes, Jeff says, they're not living sleeping bodies. Why is this permitted? I don't know. Jeff doesn't know. How is this acceptable to the people who live in Los Angeles? I don't know. Jeff doesn't know. It was there before Karen Bass. It'll be there after Karen Bass. Why? Why not clean it up? These are not homeless people. These are people who are suffering with chemical dependency. Leaving them on the street is cruelty. You're not respecting their civil rights. You're condemning them. Everybody knows what I'm saying. Odd. From there to Mary Anastasia O'Grady making the excellent point that Lula da Silva and his supporters have made lawfare against Jair Bolsonaro, now condemned to 27 years of detention, for a plot that was not proved in court, to my understanding. Assertions were made, but evidence was not provided of a coup plot. Brazil is not stable. The next election is in 26, if it happens. From Brazil, we go to Richard Epstein to comment first on what you'd have to say is a pretty obvious subject, the freedom of speech, now qualified by remarks by the president, by the chairman of the Federal Reserve, of the FCC, and by those in Hollywood who suddenly have discovered that freedom of speech is important. Okay. Turnabout is not fair play. It isn't necessary. It's not a partisan issue. Gagging is not a way to proceed. And the Hollywood comic who is at the center of the storm, I'm told that the ratings were going to cancel the show soon enough. This is a convenient time to get out. There are very few people watching anymore. Many more people on YouTube. Show business. I once heard a wag I respected say, the reason you get a television show is show you can lose it. Guaranteed. If you wanna lose a show, get one. It will happen. Henry Sikorski talking about the Non-Proliferation Treaty that does not guarantee the right to enrich, but that's never been enforced. Is it now going to be enforced with Iran, that it wants to reconstitute its suspect nuclear weapons program, unknown. But Henry did get his name in the Tehran Times for bringing up a subject that Iran considers irregular, whether they have a right to enrich uranium. We also discussed how Saudi Arabia's teaming up with Pakistan. Pakistan has the bomb. Does Saudi Arabia have the bomb? You betcha. Bombs means arms race. You betcha. MBS has ambitions for the rest of this century. Bob Zimmerman on a major story about deep space survival. Evidence points to extended weightlessness leads to destruction of stem cells. Stem cells are vital for keeping people healthy. When you return to Earth, some of it reconstitutes, but not all. So what is to be done? Bob and I debate why they never practiced centrifuges or spinning space stations or some kind of artificial gravity in weightlessness to see if 10% or 20% or 30% of Earth can mitigate the damage done by weightlessness. And are they going to get to it? Well, if we're going to Mars, they better, because you won't be able to walk when you get to Mars unless there's some mitigating story. Remember how they carry people around on Earth when the cosmonauts come back? There won't be anybody carrying you around on Mars. You got to walk. The book tonight is an interview with the author, Douglas Boyne. It's a profile, a biography of Clodia. Clodia is a Claudii, one of the founding families of Roman power. She was the richest woman in Rome, having survived two husbands, and enjoyed her money, lived on Palatine Hill. Why she's in history is that Cicero decided to use her as a foil to get a client of his off from the charge of murder. The Ciceronian presentation we have today, because it was preserved in the notes that we have, the letters that we have, the writings that we have, the scrolls that we have of Cicero. It is gifted, but it is sinister. Douglas enjoyed making Cicero the fall guy and the villain. Claudia disappeared from history after Cicero used her to get his client off. From murder. It was murder. Nobody doubted it. But not guilty. And then a conversation about Lancaster County. Jim McTague was in Washington being interviewed by Lithuanian TV, and then he got back to Lancaster County and did a survey of the eateries and the shopping. The shopping is quiet to dead, but the tourists are still coming and the restaurants are full. Jim keeps looking for the recession. I look for it too in Lancaster County. Can't find it. It might be here. Don't deny it. But not yet. Can't see it. Lorenzo Fiore profiles Friuli, a northeastern corner of Italy up against the Alps in Austria. It is an ancient Roman province that speaks a version of Italian, Latin, and German. Also speaks Italian and German. All mixed up. Friuli. You can see from the plains of Friuli down on the coast, you can see the Alps in the distance. It's gorgeous. I don't know whether you'd ever get used to that. Lorenzo observes a menu that he recommends and a wine that he recommends from Friuli. Good place for tourists to go. It's not going to be crowded. Nobody knows about it, apparently, except for Italian tourists. And then a conversation with a scholar, Ronald Dworkin, who posits there are three types in America and have been from the beginning. The Puritan, the pioneer, and the robber baron. And they're still with us, and sometimes all mixed up. Great fun. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. And on Sunday, Germanicus and Gaius will debate the latest headlines from the 21st century, chiefly having to do with freedom of speech, which was not enjoyed in the Roman Empire. Big ears of the Roman Empire did not welcome negative remarks about the emperor. The emperor was in fine form, Windsor Castle, we will also speak of the banquet and the toast and the speech by the king. Wonderful ceremony, all consistent with empire. It's built on empire. Thank you for listening. Good night.